When power was cut off days before the season's first snow and temperatures in the mid-30s, Bingham Square tenant Travis Kitt says his biggest concern is his two kids, 4 and 8 years old.
If I can't get the power on, I'm going to just have to, like, bundle up and cover up the windows and stuff. But I'm afraid, like, because of this, I'm afraid that my kids might get taken away from me.
David Ikes is Anderson's Board of Public Works chairman. He says the power shutoff was done within guidelines set out by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. Those say that once a tenant is 2.5 months behind on payment, power can be shut off. Individuals staying at Bingham Square have had access to electricity for more than a year without a way to pay their bill for the service in the building owner's name. That's after the owner nailed shut the management office, turned off phone lines, and an online rental payment portal stopped working. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita is suing the owner in state court for abandoning the tenants. When reached out to for comment, the IURC stated, quote, "The guidelines determine when a utility may disconnect a customer. It does not require an electric utility to disconnect a customer." Ikes refused to answer any further questions concerning why the city chose to cut power so close to winter. 2 units at Bingham still have electricity after the tenants had utilities rebuild in their names. The Attorney General's office declined to comment on the current situation. In Anderson, Thomas Ouellette, IPR News.